Friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA, and we are going to go to County Clare, and we're going to link up with the mayor of Clare, Councillor Joe Arkins, except you can nearly drop that councillor now for the time being. Mayor has a much better ring to it, and congratulations there, Joe Arkins.
Good morning, Adrian. Thank you very much for your kind comments, and good morning to your listeners.
A great, great news-breaking story, one indeed that we have been hoping for year after year, and you'll break it for us.
It's an absolutely fantastic news story for us. It's a significant boost to industry and to tourism in the west of Ireland, and it's certainly going to consolidate the revival of Shannon Airport. We have year-round services to some destinations in the US, but critically, the Aer Lingus service to Boston and to JFK were seasonal only. But from January next year, Boston goes live on a year-round basis, and JFK from March next year, again, going on a year-round schedule.
That's fantastic, and it's amazing. I think just from taking the tourism standpoint, the inconvenience, and that's what it is.
It's a big inconvenience. If you're trying to make your way to the west, you're wasting a day or a half a day of your vacation in the first instance.
And just for the benefit of our listeners, what has happened over the last few years is that if you wanted to go to Shannon Airport, if you wanted to, in fact, go to the west of Ireland, you would have to go to Dublin and then cool your heels there and then double back to Shannon. Now, for those, particularly those on the east coast of the United States, the trip to Ireland is a joy.
It's only a few hours now compared to having to spend time at Dublin and get another flight and go on to Shannon again.
Absolutely.
Or having to go down by road. It has led to, over the last few years, a decline in tourism in the west as well.
Of course.
We now have a situation that 70% of the visitors to the west were actually coming into Dublin and day tripping from Dublin to the west.
Yeah.
And obviously we are hoping that the tour operators and the tourism industry generally will put good packages together so that people can come to the west, enjoy the west. Once you get into Shannon Airport, you're central to Mayo, Galway, Clare, Limerick, and Kerry. And
right.
Well and good if you want to go to Dublin for a day or two, but at least
sure.
Stay in the west, visit the sites at your leisure, meet the rural Irish people, engage with the culture, and well and good if you want the city experience.
Absolutely. And indeed, in addition to the coastal counties, which you've mentioned there, you know, there are places like Tipperary and...
Of course, and Offaly.
And Offaly and Cork. Any of... You could nearly draw a line down through the centre of Ireland. And with the infrastructure now, with the highways, you can zip up to the west. It's not a big deal. And I would say that many who have visited, and you know, the Gathering Ireland 2013 is a rip-roaring success, and congratulations to all.
We're looking at a 22% increase already.
Incredible.
In transatlantic passengers into Shannon. Now, obviously, the new services to Chicago and to Philly
yes.
are having an impact on that. But, I mean, I look at the Gathering as sowing a seed. Hopefully, that seed will be a perennial, and it will bring longer-term benefits in that people will come, they will enjoy the experience, and perhaps they'll come back again.
Now, let's talk about you for a minute, because you're newly elected, and you are the mayor of Clare. Now, what does that mean to you personally, and what is your mission for however long you have that position?
Well, I'm elected by my colleagues. The mayor is not directly elected by the people. The mayor is elected by the council colleagues. And obviously the first task of the mayor is stewardship of meetings of the council. But in addition to that, the mayor is the representative of the people of the county. And you're forced to, you change from a political role very much to a civic role, and you're the representative of the people. One of the things I have a particular emphasis on is tourism. You know, I believe that during the years of the Celtic Tiger here in Ireland, that we may have gotten a little bit too big for our boots. And I think to a certain extent, in some areas, that Cead Míle Fáilte that we were all the same for was not an evidence to the extent that it should have been. With the gathering, I think people have the opportunity not just to showcase the absolutely wonderful scenery and the facilities we have here, but indeed to showcase the communities and the culture and to give the visitor the opportunity to interact with the community and with the culture, because people don't go on holidays merely for weather or for scenery. They go on holidays to experience the way that people live there and to integrate in so much as they can and bring that feeling of Ireland and of Irishness.
Since we're only going to get one crack at this, Mayor, let's also point out that heretofore, if you wanted to visit the west of Ireland, and if you wanted to visit the coastal counties and everything in between, you would have to go there and then come back again to Dublin, or if you did go to Shannon, that would mean that you'd have to, you know, go out of your way a second time. The impact that that has, not just on tourism, and I'm 100% with you on the tourism aspect of it, but it must have wreaked havoc with Shannon and the business aspect of it. The whole west of Ireland there was, you know, the gateway to not only Ireland, the gateway to Europe. So definitely businesses and business travelers would not entertain in this day of everything must be done quickly and efficiently. You must have lost quite a bit of business, or many businesses that would naturally start up in Shannon or the Shannon region or the entire West would be reluctant to do that. This gives a, this is a whole new day.
We lost out on a lot of opportunities because a key factor in any multinational decision to locate business in any part of Ireland is based on the availability of year-round services to critical markets, and also for senior managers to be able to commute back to the US East Coast as well. So it's very important that you have a good level of connectivity. And at the moment, when the full service is available in Shannon as of next January, with the connection to Chicago, to Newark, and to JFK, Shannon is feeding into hubs that one can get to any part of the US.
Fantastic. And we have seen in the past also that when an airline takes a commitment like that, that it doesn't take long. There's something infectious about that, because before you know it, other airlines who in fact figured, well, if the national carrier does not service that year round, they must know something we don't know. But now I would imagine that we're looking, you know, that a new precedent has been set, and that we're going to see, you know, other airlines who already service Ireland anyway, they'll have every opportunity and every incentive to follow suit.
Well, competition is the life of trade, and the way we look at it, the more services, the better. But one thing I'll say about Shannon, for any of your listeners that may not be used to coming into Ireland through Shannon, it's a lovely, small, intimate little airport. There's no big crowds, no rush, no push. One can get into the airport,
and reach the airport quite easily. It's one of the fastest airports to get in and out of, and that is a big factor as well.
And your voucher starts early, from once you arrive. Now, let me ask you about your marketing. Granted, this is brand new. Obviously, you have the support of Vulture Ireland.
We do
Tourism
have
Ireland,
Vulture Ireland.
Yeah, Tourism Ireland. Now, there is a further incentive for many of the other hospitality areas, in particular hotels, coach tours, many of which are going there anyway, but many of them are on their way somewhere else. I think we're going to see a huge increase in that aspect of it as well.
Well, I think a key factor in the marketing of the route is to realize that the marketing of the route is not the singular responsibility of the airline. There is a responsibility on the tourism industry to respond by putting attractive quality packages together and marketing them. We have to work in cooperation with the airline, and we need to get behind Shannon, and that refers to both domestic business customers and indeed to the tourist sector. And at the moment, 70% of the visitors to the West are going into Dublin and day tripping to the West. What we want the tour operators to do is put in services whereby, and there are a lot of services there at the moment, there's more than enough accommodation in the West of Ireland, whereby people will be encouraged to come to the West and visit the West at their leisure. And it's up to us to get into the marketplace and to market that.
Now, for more than 40 years on this program, I can hardly remember a time when we were not concerned very much about all the forces, the powers, all treating Shannon Airport as...
Cinderella.
Yes, indeed. And
well, Shannon has been devolved from Dublin Airport. Shannon was managed by the same board that was managing Dublin Airport.
Right.
Shannon has now been set free, and it's set free to build its own market to go out there into the marketplace, attract the airlines, attracting the new routes. And so far, it's going very well, and there's a great buzz around Shannon, you know?
Absolutely.
And this decision by Aer Lingus provides a wonderful boost to an airport that's slowly but surely finding its feet in the months since the autonomy was achieved. There's a great feeling of positivity around Shannon. We're actually moving and we're going places.
Proof is in the pudding. Shannon Airport is now...
Well, I would say to your listeners, Adrian, come over here and taste the pudding.
Well said. Okay, well, good luck to you on that and particularly on your election as Mayor of Clare. So, Joe Arkin, big plans and better days ahead. And this must be of particular joy to you that on the election taking place on the 21st of June, you won't have that much time to put your feet up at this point, but this, what a great and marvelous resurrection, as it were, of what many of us, when we think of Ireland, we think of flying to Ireland, we automatically think of flying to Shannon. As of January, we won't have to, be looking for alternatives. We can fly there directly. And good luck to you. Many of us indeed, including my good self and family members, will be delighted to know that we don't have to, do two sides of the triangle to get to where we want to go in the first place. Good luck to you.
Onwards and upwards now for Shannon and for the west of Ireland, from Cork all the way up to Donegal. We have the services in an airport that can get people to where they want to go.
Thank you. Mayor
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Mayor of Clare, friends, Joe Arkins. And you're listening, by the way, he's a member of Fine Gael, the leading political party in Ireland today. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.